The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. We got Top 8 at 8 coming up in just a few moments, but before we get to that, guys, there are different takes on how seriously the Packers should and are taking the Jaguars. Now look, NFL team, we talked about it with Jason Wilde. If you missed any of that conversation, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. But last night on Weekly Wager, Ben Brust brought up an interesting detail of the whole trap game phenomena, right? The Jags are 2-5. They are not a good team. They're certainly not as good as the Green Bay Packers. Could they win on Sunday? Sure, there's a world, a dimension where that could happen. But Chu, Ben's take on the trap game was, it can't be a trap game if you're still chasing in the division. If you're the top team in the division, you get more complacent because everybody's chasing you. But the fact that the Packers are still chasing that carrot of the Lions and the Vikings, they can't in any way take their foot off the gas, even against an inferior opponent. Do you like that detail that Ben Brust brought to the table of, because you said, Chu, it doesn't feel like a trap game to you. You're not getting those trap game feelies.
No, I think that's the stupidest thing he maybe ever said in his life.
I mean,
and there's a lot. I mean,
that can't be the dumbest.
Come on.
I mean, he could be top five. I mean, the guy said some pretty dumb things, Chu.
That's dumb. Come on. Who's number? Detroit? Because who's number one in the division?
Detroit, because they beat Minnesota, so they would have the tiebreaker.
Okay, so Minnesota's playing a layup game next week, and they're playing a good team the next. That can't be a trap game. Come on.
No. Oh, you're saying because Minnesota's chasing the Lions?
Yeah. So tonight you're saying because Minnesota plays the Rams in LA tonight, Thursday Night Football. That still could be a trap game for them.
I still think that the distinction between the Vikings and the Packers is expectations. Vikings are just happy to be here, man. Vikings are like, this is great. Packers have Super Bowl aspirations. Now, that's not to say that Vikings fans don't jump in the mentions, don't jump in the comments and say, we could win the Super Bowl. We have Super Bowl aspirations. Yeah, pipe down. Like, I'm talking about teams that are championship caliber, that aren't just like an upstart, you know, what the hell is Brett Favre doing here kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to be good in order to have it be a trap game. You know, you can't be the Raiders playing whoever's crappier than them and say, oh, this is a trap game.
Raiders-Patriots is not a trap
good.
Game. Sure.
You have to be good in order for it to be a trap game. You don't have to be first in your division going into week 7 or 8. No. That's
so his
insane.
Whole point was, and we have talked about this, Gabe, the gap between the Packers and now let's use the Lions just for simplicity's sake, that you need every win. And for that reason, you can't overlook an opponent no matter how inferior they might be.
See, I guess I just disagree because Detroit is looming. One of the teams that you're trying to chase down is looming. Maybe you start to look ahead. And I think LaFleur said all the right things after he got done talking about Saleh yesterday of, hey, this is a team that's lost by 3, lost by 5. They've got 3 games where they've lost by, you know, less than 7 points. They could almost be good. I think he's saying all the right things, Chu, but sometimes I don't know if that always resonates with the players.
You know who? You know when you look to see who's leading the conference? Week 15, 16, 17, you're not looking at week 8. We never looked at it like, oh, God, we're one behind in the conference. We better turn it on. You don't even notice that stuff. You have no idea. Half the time, you have no idea. You're just looking at the game that's in front of you. The season's too long for every week to go, oh, my God.
I just want to be clear on something, though, Chu. Both you and Ben think it's not a trap game. You guys are in alignment on this. Ben was just giving his reason why he doesn't think it's a trap game.
And I think that's part of the problem. Chewy doesn't want to be in alignment with Ben.
You think Ben wants to be in alignment with Chew? I feel like this cuts both ways, guys. But
no,
Chewy,
I get
so you have, yes, I mean, you told us on Monday, by the way, like early in the week, that this did not feel like a trap game to you. Can you detail to us why that is? Because it has all the makings of a trap game, being
it
a
does.
Lesser opponent, coming off of an emotional win, headed into a big divisional game. Like, that feels to me like standard trap game, and yet both you and Ben say, nah, Doesn't pass the smell test.
It just doesn't. I think the one I nailed the most is when they were the Greendale effect when they lost to San Francisco in the first round of the playoffs when they were, I believe, the number one seed. It's like you haven't really played anyone in the last 6 weeks, and the teams, you know, that you didn't have a signature win, you know, but they thought they were really, really good, and I didn't think they were, where San Francisco was playing hot. It's just, yeah, it's women's intuition, Jen? Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing.
Did you
in
forget
football.
My
it's like,
name?
I think he called you Jim.
Jane?
Is it women's or mothers?
No, women's intuition. You don't have to be a mother to have the intuition.
Yeah, there's an intuition here, and I just don't feel it for this game for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because they're too young. See, when the older you get in the league, the more you buy into path of least resistance, but you try to hide it. You know, you can kind of fake it when you've been doing this for 7, 8, 9 years. And sometimes coaches can't see it. With young guys, I think they're too dumb to realize the path of least resistance, if that makes sense at all. I think that's what's preventing me. It's like these guys, these young receivers are still trying to establish themselves. They still want to, you know, they're still trying to figure out who's going to break away from the pack and be the number one guy. We think it's Reed. But Wicks has come on as of late, and there's other things that are motivating them where if guys get paid, let's say, let's take Chicago, for example, with Keenan Allen and who's their other guy, Gabe?
DJ Moore.
There's different motivations. DJ Moore got paid this offseason. He got banked.
So you're saying...
So you're more inclined to let a trap game come about when you're a veteran team than you are a young team. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so it would have been easier for you guys to run into a trap game because Robert's role was defined and Free's role was defined, and you know what you were splitting with you and Keith. You know what your role was, but
yeah,
offensively, yeah, the receivers, that's up for grabs. And defensively, they've made a bunch of switches, too, in terms of rotating around the defensive backs. So I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Gabe, how did we lose in Indianapolis to a team that was like 2-11 when we were clearly, my guess is we were probably coming off of a big game and there might have been a big game after that.
I mean,
they were horrible.
They were bad that year, yes.
They were terrible. And we lose. We lose 41-39. That should never happen, but that.
So, you know who you had the next week?
Who?
Cowboys at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that makes sense. You looked past the Colts because you guys were getting ready for the big showdown with the Dallas Cowboys.
And we were a heavy veteran team there. It's just, yeah, it's weird. It's mother's intuition is what it is, or woman's intuition.
Before we take a break.
Chewy's intuition, if you will.
Before we take a break. So they got 10 games left on the schedule. Let's split that into fives and fives. Okay, for the next five games, Jacksonville, Detroit, a bye, Chicago, San Francisco, Miami. Chu, what do you anticipate their record being over the next five games?
Give it to me one more time.
Jags, slowly. Detroit, bye
win,
week.
Lose. Win,
Chicago,
lose.
Niners, Wh- Miami.
Where's Chicago? Where's Chicago?
At Chicago.
They lose. And then who?
San Francisco at home.
Win.
Miami at home.
Win.
3-2.
3-2. Yeah.
3-2 over the next five games. Gabe?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great if you could go 4-1, but 3-2, that's kind of getting to the heart of the tough schedule. The thing that makes me worried about that stretch is Miami being healthy and San Francisco starting to get healthy November 24th. Like, if the Niners start to get healthy, that game worries me a little bit more. We'll go 4-1.
I got 4-1 as well. I don't know where the loss comes from. I don't know if they lose to Detroit. Could beat Detroit. I don't know if they lose to the Bears. Could beat the Bears. Will likely beat the Bears. But I'll give them one loss over that stretch. Maybe they run the table. This is a good team. I feel very good about this team. Coming off of a bye, they got a bye week to prepare for the Bears.
It's a good team. It's a good team. Is that what you're saying? It's a good
team?
Yes. Okay. You're not saying great.
No, I'm not saying great yet. It could be a great team.
Yes, I think they will get there, but they put one complete game together. One complete game against a horrible team.
But you know what I love? We talked about earlier in the show, Salah being there. That, to me, is a great sign of a team that is like, we're right there, man. You know what we're not going to do? We're not going to skip an opportunity. We're not going to miss an opportunity to go get some knowledge, to go get a guy, to have him come in and help the team. If they had not done that, not saying we would have known, right? Like, we knew because he was there yesterday, he's going to be there today. That means they're like, we're close. We want to make sure that we got no blind spots. And if we do have blind spots, hopefully this guy helps identify them. Because we could be the team representing the NFC. We could be in the Super Bowl. So we're going to go out and make sure that all of the knowledgeable people out there who can help us get there are contributing to that. 4-1, I say, over the next 5 games. Put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, Joshy. Record of the Packers over the next 5 games. Chewy says 3-2. We got 4-1. We can go doomsday. I'd rather not. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Top 8 at 8 coming up next, Gabe.
It is National Pizza Month, and you should be celebrating with our friends at Palermo's Pizza. Whether you like Palermo's, whether you like Urban Pie, Connie, Surfer Boy's Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, think about all the different kinds of Screamin' Sicilian that they have out there between the Detroit crust and the thin crust and the thicker crust. They have so many different options for you. You're going to find a slice that fits your appetite. And Palermo's has been doing this for over 60 years right here in Wisconsin, so they know what they're doing when it comes to premium frozen pizza. So make sure you're stocked up. Kick back watching football this weekend during National Pizza Month with Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGonigal weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired. Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Football season is back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with their game day energy. You know, I'm not the only one. Travis Hunter, Jalen Milrow, Dylan Gabriel, just a few of the college football stars that drink Celsius as well. 27 refreshing flavors. There is a Celsius for every taste on game day. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got?
List in front of me, 8 guesses for you guys. You guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins that prize pack, that ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. So Xavier McKinney off to a great start, 5 interceptions. With his next interception, he will join this group. Since 1992, 8 Packers have had 6 or more interceptions in a single season. Name them.
Okay. Chu, are you listening?
Yeah, I got mine.
Okay, go ahead and give a guess.
Dalla.
Darren Sharper did it 3 times. He is number 1 on the list.
Speaking in code over there.
Well, because his last name was Sharper.
Yes, and
his
was
nickname,
Dulla.
Yes, his name was...
And we also don't like to talk about him, right?
Yeah, correct. So I'm glad we
but
can...
But that's how Frank pronounced Duller. Dulla.
Darren Dulla.
Dulla.
Give me... Not reset the list, but say the category again.
Since 1992... 8 players have had 6 or more interceptions in a single season for the Packers.
God, I guess I'm hoping Charles Woodson is on this list.
I mean, he would be correct. He did it 4 times throughout his Packers career. The most he had in a single season was 9. He also had 8 and did 7 twice.
You said since 1990 what?
Since 1992.
Chew?
The playoffs count, Gabe?
No, this is regular season only. Regular season only.
Let's go with my guy, Leroy.
That's, Leroy did it once. He did it in 1993. He's number four on
the list. Literally the next person I was going to guess. I think since we keep comparing Xavier McKinney to this guy, I'm going to guess Nick Collins is on this list.
Nick Collins did it twice. He is the last one to do it multiple times. Number three on the list. His most in a single season was seven. Also had six in 2009. So you guys have knocked out half the list since 1992. Eight players have had six or more interceptions in a single season for the Packers. Sharper, Woodson, Collins, Butler. And then there are four guys who did it one time each.
Let's go Al Harris.
Ooh, good guess.
Al Harris is incorrect.
Ooh, bad guess.
Al was really good. He never had a lot of, obviously, big interception seasons.
Remember the one.
yeah,
against Hasselbeck.
In the playoffs.
Would Tremont have had some picks?
Tremont
maybe?
In 2010 had a six interception season. He's
okay,
number eight.
Okay. And now I am stuck. So we got all the big names. Like, these are guys that I know. I'm guessing the rest of them are obscure-ish. Are they obscure-ish?
No, I mean, they're names you should recognize.
I mean, me I had or another like one. The average Packers fan.
Yeah, there was one on there I thought we might get.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Do you? Show us yes. a plate.
you got a paper plate to write on down there?
I don't know any others.
All right.
800-990-3776. We go out to the phone lines. John in Milwaukee is up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Just want to make sure he's good. John, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Nick Collins was guest, right?
Correct. I'll reset the list for you here quickly since you're the first caller. Since 1992, eight players have had six or more interceptions in a single season for the Packers. Darren Sharper, Charles Woodson, Nick Collins, Leroy Butler, Tremont Williams, all on the list.
Whoa. Man, it's tough. Al Harris?
Al Harris incorrectly guessed, so you get another one. That was Chewy's incorrect guess.
Oh, okay.
John with the fast fingers to get the call in.
I'm stumped.
All right.
Get out of here.
800-990-3776.
You got the hook.
Top 8 at 8 time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list? Gabe, say it one more time.
Since 1992, eight players have had six or more interceptions in a single season for the Green Bay Packers. Sharper, Woodson, Collins, Butler, Williams all have been correctly guessed.
I will say this. Folks are weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. And if one of the guesses is correct, I'm going to feel real dumb. I already feel real dumb. I'm going to feel dumber. Like Dulla. Dumba. Let's go out to Luke in Waukesha. Luke, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Guys, my guess is Casey Hayward.
Casey Hayward had a six interception season for the Packers in 2012.
I remember Casey Hayward. Get another guess, Luke.
Nice.
Mike McKenzie.
Mike McKenzie had six interceptions in 1999.
Is he the guy who played opposite of Al?
Little bit he did. He was when the Packers panicked because Randy Moss was in the division, they drafted three corners. He was the best corner that that stuck around for a few seasons.
Gabe, is this one of them?
I can't
see
that.
It says Ice Tea.
No,
that's a shopping list, buddy.
No, that is Ice Tea is not not correct there, big guy.
No. I thought it was. All right. Sorry.
So Luke is still going, right?
Yeah, Luke is still going.
We just gave him a lot of time to think.
To think about the last one, if he can knock off the last one on the list.
God, I don't know. Craig Newsom?
Craig Newsom is incorrect.
That's a good guess, though. Good guess.
800-990-3776. Next up is AC and Tosa. AC and Tosa, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I had a quick question.
Okay.
About the entrance song, the Nate Dogg entrance song that you guys play every
morning?
He's gone. Moving on.
Oh, wow.
What's
AC, you got Joshy on a tough
man.
Day.
Joshy just.
I was willing Joshy. To entertain. You know what, AC? Text us the question on the ESPN Milwaukee talking text line.
Joshy, no action last night or what? Holy cow.
In fairness, I mean, who knows the last time he did. I mean, he does openly call his girlfriend Mussolini on this program. Yeah.
Maybe she likes it. I don't know. JT in Milwaukee, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Yeah, I'm going to go with... Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with a recent one. I don't know if it's right, but I'm just... He took Mike McKenzie from me. I'm going to go Ha Ha Clinton Dix. I don't think it's right.
Ha Ha Clinton Dix is indeed not correct.
All right, let's go out to Chad in Madison. We're going to have to rapid fire our way through this one. Chad in Madison, don't ask us questions about the show. Just get to your response, Chad.
Yeah, morning. I don't know if I missed it on the hole, but my, Doug Evans?
Doug Evans, incorrect.
800-990-3776. Bill in Brookfield. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Can you reset this list for me?
All right. Since 1992, 8 Packers have had 6 or more interceptions in a single season. We have 7 of the 8. Sharper, Woodson, Collins, Butler, Casey Hayward, Mike McKenzie, and Tremont Williams. Do you have the last one?
I think he did it in 99, Eugene Robinson.
In the Super Bowl season of 1996, Eugene Robinson had 6 interceptions.
Look at, Jen, this is what I had on the on the paper right
there.
Okay,
listen, Blair Witch Project, take it easy over there.
Can you actually like read it says, what it says?
It looks like it says PETA.
I mean, I don't know what the nickname for Eugene was, so Ice-T would have been George
T. I just said it right there. It says the capital of Oregon.
The capital. Eugene.
You are a special kind of human, buddy.
Yes, I am.
Well, that was a very good list. It had people guessing. Lots of folks were guessing Jair on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Folks were guessing Sam Shields. Folks were guessing Micah Hyde. Darren Sharper did get some love, but AC and Tosa said, I was going to guess Eugene Robinson before I got disconnected.
We're playing a game. What are you doing?
Josh, he's like, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Ask me anything?
Get a grip. What are you so upset for?
I'm running a show here. Playing a game.
Unbelievable.
He's just happy sticks over here. Let's go.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, if you're tired, you just don't have that energy to attack your day the way you did a year or two ago, maybe you just don't feel like yourself. Those could be signs of low testosterone. And Mentality can help. Book an appointment, lowtusa.com. Go through their process. If your testosterone levels are low, you can then work with Mentality, and they'll come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. This isn't one size fits all. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be for you. So go to the website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. They can help you like they have helped me. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
gotten?
A little? No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Guys, I am talking to you. Confidence and strength begins with how you feel. At Quintessa Aesthetic Center, it is not just about looking good, it's about results that last and empower you. They've got 5 convenient locations. They're in Delafield, Mequon, Brookfield, Middleton, and Sheboygan. And in all of those spots, their team of world-class plastic surgeons, skilled clinicians, and expert estheticians are here to help you take control. Whether it is skincare, anti-aging treatments, body contouring, or even muscle strengthening, Quintessa has everything you need to sharpen your image and boost your confidence. Go to their website. Visit myquintessa.com today to see everything that they offer to you at those spots. It is not just on the field that the Packers are in a very good spot right now, guys. It is also in the kitty, in the bank. According to ESPN.com, they went through and they looked at each and every NFL franchise this season, and they told us how much cap space they have as we approach the trade deadline. The Packers, Chew, have $16 million. $16 million in cap space. Rob Domofsky put together the little synopsis here. He says there's not a must-sign player on their roster who is headed for free agency next year, so the Packers could absorb a contract if they were to bring in a player via trade. They're also in a good spot with dead money on next year's cap, $50 million in dead money on this season's cap, and would only have $8.4 million in dead money in 2025. However, that could even increase if they decide to move on from a player under contract, such as Preston Smith. So sometimes we talk about how the cap will keep a team from making the moves they need to make. That is not the case for the Green Bay Packers. Given that knowledge, Chew, would you go out and try to get somebody to get this team one step closer to a championship this year?
The only position you'd do it would be a rush end.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I think letting Preston Smith go is a mistake if they trade him. And there's a reason why Lucas Van Ness, you know, Jason said they believe he has to play more. Well, there's a reason why he doesn't play more, because he's not playing very good. You know, and they've been extremely healthy to this point. If you look at the teams around the league, you know, Godwin's out for the season, Ayuk out for the season, Hutchinson probably out for the season. They've dodged a bullet so far. But if they were to lose one of their starting defensive ends, then they have a problem. The only position I would do is go out and potentially get, you know, not a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett, but maybe a click down from that.
If they were
pass rush.
I can't imagine they actually become available, because you just don't trade a player like that. But if either one of those teams, Chew, loses their mind, if the Browns panic and go, oh crap, we still owe so much money, we pushed it off to the future for Deshaun Watson, and they decide to trade Myles Garrett. Like, to me, that's if they had a guy like that on this team that could generate the pressure without having to blitz, and you're able to do the creative stuff that we saw last week from Hafley, but then also have a dominant defensive, you know, player of the year type guy rushing off the end. You have a guy like that, to me, they're super, like, your favorites in the NFC. If you find a guy like that. But again, there's a reason that Myles Garrett and Max Crosby don't become available, is because teams don't trade good players like that.
My only concern is Cooper Kupp going somewhere where he's really going to help that team. And I'm not talking Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is a playoff team. I think they're very good. I think they're a little bit of a threat. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. But if something crazy happened, like Cooper Kupp goes to Minnesota or Detroit, if Detroit says, you know what, we're going to go the Aaron Rodgers effect in Green Bay in the middle of, you know, like 2014, where we're like, you know what, our defense is pretty good, but we're just going to outscore everybody. I know the chances of that happening are slim to none, but that would scare you. Like Kansas City getting Hopkins, and Hopkins is on the backside of it, but he makes that team better, and they're already pretty damn good. So that's really my concern.
The other rumors that are out there, guys, are that the Packers should be moving on from some of the players. We mentioned Preston Smith. Obviously, that's out there. But I also saw an article that said that Eric Stokes is somebody that they should try to get something for. His snap count has gone down. Yes, you like having all of those bodies back there as far as the defensive backs goes, but he doesn't seem like he is a consistent producer for the Green Bay Packers, and he is a high draft pick, high-ish draft pick, so could you get something for him, Gabe?
No. He just played nine snaps for you. You just advertised to the world you're not high on him. Like, maybe you get a conditional sixth-round pick. And to me, that's not worth losing the depth at that position. Because like Chewy said, they've been healthy. And last year at that position, they became not very healthy very quickly. So if something were to happen to Jair for a couple of games, or something happens to Keyshawn Nixon for a couple of games, like, you want to have depth at that position, especially because, though, I mean, Detroit, yes, they're not going to have Jameson Williams when you play them in 2 weeks, but he's probably going to be there when you play him again, you know, later in the season. You want to have as many good corners as deep as some of these teams in the division are with their weapons. Like, unless somebody loses their mind, like, I don't trade Eric Stokes for, you know, a conditional day three pick.
Well, especially when you continue talking about how the defensive line is not getting that pass rush, but the bread and butter of this defense has been its ability to take the ball away, mm-hmm. which is obviously all of those guys in the back. To your point, you don't want to risk giving up that strength, you know, as you continue with the schedule. 800-990-3776. The Packers have a lot of cap space, and that means that they could theoretically take on someone out there to bolster. It sounds like y'all think it needs to be a defensive player. You see rumors, mm-hmm. right? There's talk, Packers are knocking the door on this wide receiver. Packers are knocking the door on this. Like, I don't see that happening. Joshie, are you feeling similarly that when you have all of that cap space, the best thing you can do is use it. Go find somebody who might strengthen your defensive unit.
Yeah, as Rob detailed there, there's really not that much negative that would affect you moving into the future. There's not even really anyone that you're thinking like, oh, this person's going to come up. We want to make sure we have enough money there to do it. To me, teams make moves when you're close. You don't need to be the most aggressive in free agency. You don't need to be the most aggressive, like, draft trades, all that. When you're close and you could add a piece that is a difference maker, like, how many times throughout history have we seen a guy come in and make an immediate impact and sort of change the way things operate? If it's not gonna hurt you in the future, because this Packers team isn't just this year. This is the next five, no, 6 years. Yeah. So you don't want to handicap yourself, but it seems like a no-risk situation right now.
I just think about the teams that are positions. El Stinko right now, Chew. Obviously, the Browns are El Stinko. The Giants are El Stinko. Could you get a defensive end from the Giants? Is there somebody out there that...
The problem with the teams that are El Stinko, their players aren't very good.
Not always. Sometimes you have sometimes you have good players on Jen. Bad teams.
I'm pretty sure we tapped that well in New York. Let's just let them... Did we ever get a response from the letter, Josh? Because that was a well-written letter to the GM of the Giants.
Listen, I love that you just undermined your own argument. Yes, Xavier McKinney was on the Giants. Xavier McKinney has been a fantastic addition for the Green Bay Packers. They were El Stinko when Xavier McKinney was on the team.
They weren't this bad.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
they weren't this bad. But there are positions where if there is an injury, we're in a little bit of soup, and I'm not talking the quarterback position. Outside of the quarterback position, we'd be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, you like know? One of the tackles goes down. I think that's an issue. Now,
Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, especially with Musgrave already being injured.
Tucker Kraft, Musgrave probably not going to be back. Defensively, you know, we already know that Stokes is done. He's done. So are they thin there?
Well, no, I mean, Stokes is still going to be the first one off the bench if Jair or, you know, or Keyshawn Nixon get hurt. So that's why I wouldn't want to trade him.
I mean, linebacker, they're fine. D-line, they're average at best anyways. I'm more worried about the offensive side of the ball, not a receiver, but you got to keep Kraft healthy and you got to keep Walker healthy. And Tom, you know, and Josh Jacobs. I mean, there's a big drop-off behind Josh Jacobs. I mean, Wilson's okay.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, he's okay, right? Josh Jacobs can take over a game, and he should have took over the game against Houston.
Listen, I want to lean into our mischievous, nonsensical, doesn't always think things through reputation. Could we be the show of note saying, Crosby, Crosby? Could we be the people who are like leading the campaign for the Green Bay Packers to go out and actually make Max Crosby a Green Bay Packer, Gabe?
I mean, the Raiders are dumb. They're not that dumb, though, right? they can't be that dumb. Max Crosby, would you agree? Max Crosby would make the Packers... the favorites in the NFC.
They would jump ahead of Minnesota and Detroit.
Yeah, they're the favorites in the NFC if they have Max Crosby.
Yes, I think they would be.
Yeah, like if Max Crosby is actually available, I want Goody to throw everything he possibly can at him. Throw a couple of firsts.
But Gabe,
I don't give a rip.
Two firsts for him?
Yeah,
because they're giving up one. Because
yeah, I would do two.
They'd be wind up getting the 29th through 32nd pick. They're not going to do
well,
that.
They would get, I mean, this ones. Year they would definitely get the 32nd pick. Yes. In 2025, and I don't care. I don't care that we're hosting the draft next year. You know what's better than hosting the draft and having a pick in the first round? Hosting the draft and walking around with the Lombardi
ring,
Super Bowl rings.
Let's do the ring ceremony at the draft. All right.
But
if
there's
you,
two of
if you want to get the Packers get involved in that,
there's two of them because you could just say the same for Myles Garrett in Cleveland's season is done.
If one of those two, Chewy, is available, I am just throw everything you have because it's the
too.
One thing that you're
I
missing.
Would too.
I would throw everything
would
I could at them.
Yes, yes, I'm in.
I got to be honest.
What do you need?
I thought I'd get some pushback. I thought there would be
no!
some, Jen,
no.
Be serious here. This is a serious program.
I mean,
we can't just be throwing out wild conspiracy theories.
But those, I mean, to your point, those organizations are pretty dumb. Look at the contract the Browns gave Watson, and look at the haircut the owner for the Raiders has. All right, these aren't smart organizations.
That is great hair. For someone that used to have great hair, who now has terrible hair, Gabe, you have no business talking about haircuts.
I mean, is his hair better than mine? Yeah, because he's got more. But, like, that's
no,
about
no,
it.
No, no, no. I'm talking when I first met you and thought you were Zach Heupel in hair.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Should we?
Jen, he used to have fabulous hair. I mean, we're all
terrible.
Journey
you
fans, right?
You told me it was Steve Perry-esque.
Yeah.
Yes! Everyone loves Journey. It was so good.
Some more than others.
He's just a small-town boy.
Yes.
Living in a little... How does the boy part go? Girl rhymes with world, so obviously I messed up those verses, but... it doesn't matter. I'll figure
small-town
it out.
Small-town girl living in a lonely world.
Well, he's not
right?
a girl, yeah. though. I tried to pivot on it.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Yeah, there it is. Maybe we can make Horicon work.
I'll figure it out.
A lot of syllables there. Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote and grab your phone. Open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature is a game changer. With so many games going on, the ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream to get to. Want to know where the Bucks are tipping off on a Thursday night? Boom, ESPN app. Need the channel for Sunday's green and gold games? You already have the answer. It's the ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to watching sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Go.
For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. Every bite, guys, is a work of art. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com. Let's go out with some guys. Lots of reaction rolling into our Max Crosby conversation. I thought it was going to be like, Jen, don't be ridiculous, Jen. Come on. How many Celsiuses have you had this morning? But no, you guys were like, let's do it.
I mean, three or four.
Let's make
but...
it happen. Because, Gabe, you were looking up the cap space, the cap implications. What did you find?
Yeah, the cap numbers are not, devastating, for Max Crosby the next couple of years. This is his highest cap hit. If he were to be traded and $30 million, that'd be prorated for the rest of this season, and that's 28 and 24.
And of course, too, the other flip side of it is you keep him from going to, the Detroit Lions or another NFC team that finds itself chasing a title as well.
Yes. And then you get rid of Preston Smith. So would you get relief there, Gabe?
Because yeah, you'd get a little bit of relief.
Fairly high, right?
Yeah, you'd get some relief by getting rid of him.
Yeah, the Packers technically don't have the money right now for Max Crosby, but they do have the money within those contracts to make room.
Look, Josh.
You can do the dance.
We both know.
Yeah, I'm just saying literally right now they do not have the money, but they can make the money
available.
Would,
yes.
Yes.
What's your line, Gabe? It's always the talk of the game show. There are no rules.
Oh, no. The salary cap is whose line is it anyway? Points mean nothing.
The bigger issue is the two first-round picks, whether Goody would be willing to do that.
Well, but like,
go ahead.
No.
There was a text or two. I mean, you probably spent on a first-round pick on a pass rusher anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now
let's get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. So why not get one that you know is good?
Hey,
Max.
Jen.
Max.
Max.
Hey, Jen.
Max. Max. Max.
Jen.
Max.
Max. Max. Yes, Jen. Max.
Way to bring value.
Whoa.
Wow. You know he did that because I'm not here tomorrow and I can't get
yes,
back to
him. Yes, of course 100%. I did.
He listened to the music, he looked at the clock and said, I'm going to just get one sing in before I go. We'll be announcing on ESPN Milwaukee.